two friends. Another morning, but this time it's solo. Sit back, relax, and laugh at the mindless conversations Josh and Dakota have. Welcome to a Mindless Morning Show solo episode.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mindless Morning Show. This is our farewell. I'm just going to rip the Band-Aid right off.
your fake tears were so bad I couldn't do mine.
God, you actually look so sad. I just didn't care. Oh, there you go. It's a good one. Whoa, that looks very sad.
Sorry. Yeah.
Folks, we have had an amazing over a year now, and it's been phenomenal. There's no particular reason why we're like fully just like saying screw it, and it's not like we're trying to say screw it. It's more so to new beginnings, you know.
It's like a transition in a sense, right? Transition to a new beginning, like you said.
Yeah. We're not going away. We can't get rid of us that easily. We are just going through a rebranding period where we're not just like rebranding on the surface. We're getting down to the nitty gritty. We're redoing it all.
Yeah. All the way to the core.
The core. Our very core is being changed. Yeah. Don't worry. For the most part, you guys won't have to go seek us out to other places because we're going to maintain the channel. Maybe not YouTube. We'll probably open a different YouTube because the Mindless Morning Show has a plethora of videos at your disposal to play at any time, and we're going to keep it that way. As well as our just audio version of the podcast, everything will still be completely accessible as always. But yes, we are moving on to new beginnings. We have a couple things in the works, and I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be for the better. Yeah, and
it'll be fun.
Yeah. Hopefully, more people will get on board with it, but, ultimately, life's busy. I mean, the holiday time like swamped us, so we took a break, and we took quite a long break. If you guys haven't noticed,
who are these guys again?
Yeah, it was fairly luxurious, as I would like to think, because again, it was quite a break, and we are sorry.
I got treated pretty nice on my break, so. Yeah.
We've just been really busy. A lot of stuff going on in life, and during the holidays, man. I'm sure all you guys were busy, and I'm sure you guys did forget about us, and that's okay. But you'll remember us because we're still here.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to get rid of us leeches.
Yes, we are leeches.
But like good leech.
We're the ones that like you go to the doctor to get put on.
Yeah. Yeah. We're prescribed leeches.
I like it. It sounds good. You know what? That's actually going to be our new show. Prescribed.
So, leeches. Boom, reveal.
No, just kidding. No, oh, God. terrible. Dakota, would you like to announce the name of our new brand?
Yes. So the name that we decided on for the new brand is going to be called Fabled Faction. I mean, we're pretty excited about it. It's got a couple of different meanings for us that we ultimately decided on and went with for it. I mean, obviously Fable, the idea of a bunch of different fantasy creatures. I mean, in a sense, everybody's welcome with it. Doesn't matter what kind of creature you are. You're welcome to the Fabled Faction.
Not that we're calling you a creature.
Dude, I'm a creature. So, and then, you know, just well-known for being of great quality or rarity, which we like to eventually think of ourselves as with what we're doing here. So, yeah, I mean, Shit. What else we got, Josh, for it? What, do you want to tell them what we're actually doing with it, or are we keeping that a surprise?
So we'll give you guys a little gist.
I thought you said jizz, and I was like, wow, we're just going right into that for everybody. Just then it took a long break. I forgot we can't do that. Sorry.
We're going into a porno related. No, no jizz, jizz free. But so
just free here.
what we're going to be getting into, it's something a little more towards gaming. Now, yeah. I know what you guys are thinking. Oh, God, two more white guys getting on gaming binge and things like that.
Throw out the white guy part.
You know, because I see it all the time. People complaining about white males just all over the place on Twitch and things like that. Gaming.
Well, I'm part, you know, I'm Jewish, so I don't know if that helps for anybody.
I don't think that has anything to do with race.
Okay. you were throwing shit out. I was throwing shit back. I don't know what you want from me.
Jesus Christ. So yeah, it's if you can't tell, we're still not necessarily going to be for the little ears. We just don't.
No,
we don't work that way. We're going to be for mature audiences only. This is going to be something where we're going to game on Twitch, but we're going to kind of bring a new style that I don't know if it's been done or not. I haven't a clue. But it's going to be like a podcast with gaming. We're going to hopefully have some guests come on, play with us, giggity, talk to us, and do a bunch of different things. Most importantly, we're not going to give away everything, but we will say there will be a menthol cigarettes. There's going to be a Mental Health Mondays where we're going to either you guys can send us in a problem you're having, something you want us to discuss, how we would handle it, or how, what we think about the scenario, or whatever you want.
Or if something's going on with us and we need to talk about it, you know?
Yeah,
Everybody needs that mental break or that support to just talk and have a good time and game.
and there's no reason it can't be implemented. So,
for real.
Most importantly, if you want to come on and game with us and just like chat, shoot the shit while talking about it, perfect. We will happily have you come on, talk with us, the whole shebang.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, we'll figure out what game to play. It doesn't have to be a certain one or anything. You know, we're pretty open and available to cross. Gotta be cross play at least. I'm on Xbox, he's on the old PC, so.
And I do have a PS4 if need be. I don't necessarily like turning it on.
I have a Switch. It turns on its own. I was gonna say something real dirty, but I didn't want to. I held back. I don't want him to think we're doing this weird video game stream, you know, making a bunch of weird sexual jokes.
No. Probably will be with the way we are, but
we're gonna be gaming fully clothed.
Yeah. Well,
for what you can see,
I probably won't wear socks.
Ew! Yeah. Who doesn't wear socks while they game?
So is that not normal?
I don't know. My feet and hands kind of sweat, so if I don't wear socks, I just have like puddles forming underneath my feet where I'm sitting. Especially from like hardwood, dude. When I was at,
sorry, it becomes an electrical.
So we're in Mexico. One of the things we did, we did this little trip to go snorkeling, so we were on this boat. And they sat us like on the top of the boat, and you couldn't have your shoes or socks or anything on while you were sitting there. And so I like literally had no traction because my hands and feet were sweaty. So I like tried to like get up or move, and I like slipped and I kicked this girl in front of me, like in the butt cheek.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I just turned around and I'm like, like slipping backwards. And she's like, oh, where'd you get? Like, all right, cool.
And then that girl went home and was like, yeah, I went to Mexico, got my ass kicked by this fucking guy.
Well, I mean, that was also like a couple 20 minutes later, I was the one that was puking all over the place from getting super seasick. So I told Jordan I was known as the gringo that was puking and kicking chicks in the butt cheek because I couldn't. Like,
that's a vacation if I had ever heard one.
That's what I do. It's what I do.
Speaking of Mexico.
Butt
cheeks are good too. But so while Dakota was in Mexico, I had the opportunity to bring the wonderful Howard Bloom back on the show to discuss a lot of the new things that have arisen since the last time he was on the show with Nick and I. If you guys don't know who Howard Bloom is, real quick, I'll just give a quick rundown. He is a fantastic individual, somebody who has written 7 books now, working on his 8th. He has now started the Howard Bloom Institute with the main goal of saving Western civilization. Of course, we want to save all civilization, but we kind of got to start where we're at right now. So Western civilization. Lot of great minds have gotten together, including my own. I was very fortunate enough to, after meeting him, getting in on some meetings as the Howard Bloom Institute was blooming, if you will.
Whoa,
Bloomception. Whoa. And I've been a part of it now for, I think it'll be a year in February.
It's almost been a year for you, man.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. It's been a wonderful time. Howard's an amazing, amazing soul and very smart. So definitely highly suggest checking him out at howardbloom.institute. I'll have the links in the description, things like that. But also that episode will air. And that will be our final. It's not going to really be said in the episode that it was final because, as I said, I recorded that while Dakota was in Mexico. And it wasn't the initial plan that we were going to be rebranding and things like that. But
no.
That's what happened. And it's okay. Excuse me. We're going to be going through with that. And I will post that, let everybody know. Shortly after that gets posted, because I guess we should mention that Fabled Faction will be going live in February.
Yeah.
So most of the time I'll really just be promoting.
When do we get to show them our logo? Because that I'm excited about that.
Oh yeah, the logo is so sick. Dude, you guys.
So cool.
But I'm sorry, you're not going to see it until we actually launch. Maybe a few days before we launch.
What if we like did something, and if we did something that people did for us in a certain amount of time, then we could release it early.
Send us pictures of your toes. If we get 10 toes,
dude, don't do the Nickelodeon thing.
For anybody wondering what the hell that has anything to do with, go ahead, Dakota, explain that wonderful story that you taught me.
Dude, just Google Nickelodeon and feet and you can learn on your own. I don't need to go into that, man. Yeah. Pretty. maybe one of the gaming streams that we'll do, we can talk about that.
About it now.
I was thinking like followers or a certain amount of likes or things like that on a post or something, you know. That's what I was thinking, but you know, I just want the logo to be revealed because I think it's really, really dope. So
okay,
all right. And like I want a shirt and I want a hat. I want like sunglasses that have the logo just on each lens.
Okay.
Not practical, but they look cool.
Sure. I always kind of wanted one of those they're the weirdest fucking sunglasses I've ever seen, but for whatever reason, I wanted them. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're just like the ones that like go over your head.
What?
You ever seen those? No. It's just like these two little circles, and it just goes over. I don't know. I saw a dude wear them one day, and I was just like, yo, he rocks that shit. Whoa. And I'm sure if I put it on, I'd look like a total crazy person.
Probably. So
the guy rocked it well. He made me want to buy them, but I never saw him.
So
never saw him again.
Yeah. So with that said, we will most likely primarily be on Twitch. We will be putting our video on demands over to YouTube. So we hope that you guys will, if you're not a Twitcher, maybe you will go to YouTube, watch them.
And we'll still have like a podcast portion of it that we'll record and release on the podcast platforms that don't necessarily have to do with us gaming or gaming in general. We'll just kind of, you know, do what we were doing before. So,
yeah, this is really easy for us to implement because in our free time, we're gamers. We love to game. I mean, that's basically what Dakota and I do on a regular basis during our free time like that.
Don't set your expectations too high, though. We're not like, well, that'd be fucking fantastic or anything, but we're pretty good. We hold our own, you know?
You speak for yourself, man. I'm pretty freaking good.
Dude, I want the expectations low so that when they watch, like, wow, these guys are good, not coming in thinking we're really good. And they're like, oh, fuck, these guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we're total dog water.
Yeah, dog water. But we're funny.
I thought you said you didn't want that expectation.
Oh, fuck, I did. We're not that funny. I don't want the expectation to have to be funny like every goddamn second.
Funny all the time.
I don't want to have to be funny all the time, okay?
Then it's like I'm trying to force it. Quite honestly, like we really are, and we don't even try to. Like when that, and that's kind of like what really helps spawn the idea is like when we game, we have so much fun, so many funny moments of just like total randomness. So I think it's something that the guests will find more enjoyable. And not that this show hasn't been enjoyable. I mean, we have had some amazing, truly amazing and inspiring guests, a lot of fun. And I mean, I get it. It's not, may not be for everybody, but there is at least an episode out there for everybody. I can guarantee that because
very true. We'll still get into some topics that we've got into when we did our solo episodes or even when we have a guest on, man. Like, we'll still get into some stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I imagine until we like really get going and growing, for the most part, probably will be solo. But if you are interested and you do have a game that you would like to play with us, or even would just watch us play, we want to hear about it. We want to know.
Yeah.
And I will have everything set up for you guys very shortly for you guys to be able to tell us what you want. If you are a current loyal, loving subscriber, follower, et cetera, all the links will be down below. I'll have that all set up prior to posting this, so that you guys can reach us for the new Fable faction. And if you go to that, you'll probably see the logo. That made Dakota very excited.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's so cool.
It is. It's really phenomenal. Actually, man, I should have had this prepared.
You had to like flash really quick on the video.
Well, I mean, what I wanted to do is I wanted to get the name of the artist that we had because she was absolutely phenomenal. Let me. Her name is Chelsea Clasper. She is a phenomenal artist and very easy to work with. She took great direction, like just straight up phenomenal. And just a quick shout out to some of the folks that we have interviewed, Agents of Damned. She is their primary artist. And I liked her style and I felt like it fit with what we're going for. And it
Yawn in the middle of talking about something so exciting.
No, cool. I was like in the process of regurgitating. Thank you.
I don't think that made it better.
Totally kidding. So yeah, that's it. Shout out to her. Great, great, great fucking work. And definitely check out Agents of Damned. They have a great D&D podcast and amazing artwork. But yeah, so enough about Fabled Faction that's coming up. We'll definitely have more details for you guys soon enough. But, you know, It's hard to walk away from the Mindless Morning Show after doing it for over a year and just having so much fun. And it spawned so many amazing opportunities for me to like work with some of the people we've interviewed. It's been great overall. And the people I've met, awesome people. That's one thing I'm definitely going to miss, is really getting the chance to talk to some really cool people. So I hope you guys are willing to come on to Fabled Faction. Absolutely. But with that, Dakota, would you like to talk about any favorite moments you may have had? I know you've been on a short time and whatnot, but.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of ones that come to mind for me off the top is getting the chance to interview Minerva when he came on for the second time for the show, because I was just a fan when he was on the first time. Interviewing him was really cool, because I've been getting down on his music and have kind of come a little bit of fanboy for his music and kind of like what he's doing. And then the other one just off the top is when we interviewed Keon, just was super cool hearing his stories and getting to talk to him about the sports realm and people, all the famous people he's got to meet and stuff, man. That was super cool. So yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. There's been a lot of them though. Like, I've had a blast in pretty much every single interview that we've had. I mean, shit, the first interview with Kendra, like how raunchy and crazy that one was pretty much just like a icebreaker to get me ready to go, dude. So I mean, it's all just been a blast, man. And then like you say, it's not really necessarily saying goodbye. I mean, it's transitioning over to something else that we're gonna keep going. I feel like the Mindless Morning Show will always still be there in essence, you know.
Yeah, you know, we're evolving. We're no longer mindless. We're super smart people now. No. But we definitely wanted to create a community that doesn't have to feel tied into a mindless faction, but instead
I see what you did there.
A wonderful and open faction. I mean, like I said, like Dakota said, we're gonna be open to anyone and everyone. If you game, if you don't game, that's fine. We're just people, just like you. So we want to, unless you're an alien.
But I mean, I'd still want to talk to you. So
yeah, still totally wanting to talk to an alien. I've been fucking waiting. I thought for sure we were gonna get one on our show, like Evil One or something, but that never happened.
See, so. But I think a lot of aliens play video games though, so I think we'll get one. Get one.
Yeah, they definitely do. They probably play the higher resolution games like Our Lives.
Oh, shit.
Dude, could you imagine?
No, I don't want to.
I don't either. Okay, so anyway.
I don't want to do that right now, man. Save it for the stream.
That's an answer the alien would have picked in a multiple choice game, so.
It's true.
It's happening. So with that... So I've gotten in contact with, I mean, I've stayed in contact, but I've asked if Nick would like to leave a special message for us and for all of you. And he has replied that he would very much like that. So we're going to play that clip for you really quick, and we'll be right back.
Oh, hey guys, didn't see you there. Hope you've been doing all right. What's that? The Mindless Morning Show is ending? Oh my gosh, I had no idea. Well, do you know why? Because I'm not there anymore? Well, don't be sad. All good things have to come to an end, you know what I mean? And just think of all the good times we've had. I mean, and Josh, and Dakota. I mean, it's sad, but hey, at least you can always talk to us if you wanted to. I mean, honestly, you could message us or whatever. But no, to be honest, though, it was really cool, really fun. I still got the shirt. obviously. A lot of good memories for sure. And I know I hadn't been in it in a long time, but I started it with Josh and we took it pretty far, I feel. Like further than I expected. But yeah, it was cool. It was good stuff. So stay in touch and obviously hit me up if you want to chat or something. I love you and I won't cry. Not now. I mean, later for sure, but not now. Yeah. Thanks for stopping by, though. That was so cool. Unexpected, you know. Bye.
And what a heartfelt message. I love that guy. That was my brother from another mother. Yeah. And it's such a legacy because I you know, when I started with Nick, didn't honestly believe that like I had any real desire to do the podcast until he said he was going to leave. And then I was thinking to myself, well, fuck, I'm having fun. I guess I'll keep it up. And it's just kept growing. And I mean, we had some great time. Honestly, like I said, with the opportunities it's opened up for me, I will say some of my favorite moments, more so like, and not to single anybody out, but it was borderline a fucking dream come true for me to be able to interview the director of one of my all-time favorite kid movies, Drop Dead Fred. We got to speak with Ah De Jong. And
that was cool. That was super cool.
Dude, so cool. Such a nice guy. And if you guys haven't seen Drop Dead Fred, definitely check it out and then watch the interview because there are spoilers in that
yeah.
Because it's gonna make it a lot more interesting to watch it after you have seen the movie to see some of the things that he implemented and the reasons why.
True.
But I think honestly, when it comes down to like one of my top favorite moments, at least for me, one of my most memorable moments is when Nick and I were interviewing a member of the SWAT team. His name was Justin. I don't think I have ever disappointed a guest more than I did him. And dude, just thinking about it was so funny because like we went from like really good laughs and his face just went like super like what the fuck. I think he was questioning why he was on our show for a while.
He's like, oh, this is pretty fun. This is a good show. This fucking sucks. Why am I here? What? Who
told me? Yeah, I said something pretty stupid. Honestly, it was really funny to me, though. I don't care. So it was just so good. Talking to a medium was pretty mind-blowing. Jonna yeah. Kay. She blew my mind because, like, you know, I didn't really believe in those things too much. Never met this woman. I don't have, like, social media. There's no way she could have done research on me, and some of the stuff she said to me kind of mm-hmm. spooked me. I'm not gonna lie, I was like, okay. Let's not talk about that, please. and of course, we had such a wonderful, wonderful Scotsman friend of ours, Jay, mm-hmm. who yep. will most likely be making appearances in
probably
Fabled Faction of playing with us. And he's just an all-around great guy. Yeah, he's funny to listen to, funny to talk to.
Good people.
Yeah, for sure. So,
well, you forgot your favorite moment when you interviewed the Death Shifter team.
Oh yeah, man. So I'm sure, as some of you guys may know, Death Shifter was Dakota's podcast. I say was as if it was past tense.
It still like, is. Gone. It still is. I just, you know, been hardcore slacking on it. So, yeah.
Fair
but
enough.
That's where I was before.
I've been keeping them too busy, but guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll yeah, no. Talking to talking to them more so is your fucking brother, dude.
Dude, Ethan. Fucking Ethan. Yeah, that was a highlight for sure because we still talk about it. It's still funny, man. Oh, it was great.
Yeah, we'll just say he had a really hard life, and yeah, should watch it.
But with that said, I also would like to give some special shout outs to the co-founder of the Mindless Morning Show, Nick. It's I'm so happy to have met you. I'm so happy that you got me into this because solely it was your idea. He was making a game. I was helping him on it. He still is working on that game. And I had some friends that started a podcast, the Nerd Table, and I got him on there to talk about it. And dude, like, it just lit a fire on him. Like, he's just like, that was so much fun. I want to do it. We should start a podcast. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, dude. it happened, and I'm glad it did. So it is what it is. I got to meet wonderful people. I got to meet Dakota. I mean, I wouldn't have met you without podcasting because we met in that podcast Discord. So
yeah, we did.
It's been amazing. The people you can meet virtually, honestly. I mean, I've unfortunately never met Dakota yet.
Yet.
I will be meeting him later this year.
Yeah. Party time.
For sure. And yeah, it's going to be great. And special shout out to the other co-hosts we've had, Jen and the fill-in co-hosts that we've had, Tommy and Sky. They helped us fill in for spots when, you know, I needed somebody because either somebody's on vacation or too busy or something came up. And
assholes.
Priorities, man. Real life takes priority over, you know, just this. It's just something on the side. It's not necessarily a real job, but it is.
Yeah.
In a sense. I would say go check out Tommy's podcast, but he's been MIA. But if you want to, go ahead and look for You Dive Deep. That's Y-U Dive Deep. And Sky's amazing audio drama, Omega Star 7.
There you go.
Great series. Something I've had the pleasure of doing a few guest voices for certain roles, and it's been really fun. Yeah. Never thought I would ever do a emotional role. Did it.
Actually got the part. I was so happy.
Felt really good. I was really proud of my co-host. He, you know, really went above and beyond for that and did great. Yeah. So
good. Yeah, so.
And then there's Jen's. Is she still doing hers?
I haven't a clue.
Well, Speculate With Us was what it was called, if it is. So, you know, check it out if you want to.
Yep. And if not, well, I'm sure there's some episodes out there to check back on. Actually, Dakota and I were on an episode of Speculate With Us for Zombies. So it was a good one.
It was interesting. Yeah, it was fun.
But with that said, I guess that's it for the Mindless Morning Show. Is this
going to be the last time that we say it?
I think so, man.
Well, you know, everybody out there, I'm gonna let Josh say it since it was his baby. You do the honors.
Everybody, I hope you all stay mindless. And cheers to new beginnings.
I didn't want to show everybody that it was empty, but now you know it was empty.
I was wondering why you held
it. It's like nobody will know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
All right,
well, keep it mindless.
Yeah, there you go. That's
one last time.
and oh my god, I'm so sorry. Biggest shout out to Dakota for helping me finish this wonderful series off. It's been great, man.
Oh yeah, man. No,
been so great.
No, you didn't have to shout out me. Well, you forgot one shout out to Josh. Josh, you step forward, please.
Fuck that asshole. but yes, it has been a great time, and
it's been a pleasure.
I still hope we get to entertain all of you wonderful audience members with our new content with Fabled Faction.
I mean, just check us out, interact with us, and laugh with us. I mean, that's all we're trying to do, really.
Indeed. So yeah. I guess I'll say it one last time because it felt good. Stay mindless, everyone.
Once again, we would love to thank you all for your huge support, for watching and listening to our nonsense, and the overall love you have shown us. Lastly, huge shout out to our Patreons who supported us throughout, and a big shout out to our wonderful publicists, Eileen Shapiro, Jimmy Starr, and Samantha Downey. Stay mindless, folks.